3 years since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is giving 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and severely injured veterans and first responders. The foundation's chairman and CEO walk throughout August and until September 11th from the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and on to Ground Zero. The foundation brought back Towers of Light to the memorials at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, read the names aloud of all we lost to 9/11-related illness. And on Veterans Day, in a first for our country, the foundation is having a ceremony to read aloud the names of service members we lost in the War on Terror. Help this nation to never forget its greatest heroes as we are on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. Again, donate $11 a month at Tunnel to Towers. Go to T2T.org.
Financial advisors, remember when your job was fun? I'm Ron Kruszewski, CEO of Stifel. And at our firm, it still is fun. Here, you'll find the culture and values of the past, along with the technology and vision of the future. Stifel is a firm built by advisors for advisors, a place where you can better serve your clients and have some fun again in our business. Visit ChooseStifel.com to learn more about the investment firm you've been waiting for.
When it comes to building wealth, knowing where you stand is half the battle. That's why we've created Stifel Wealth Tracker. Stifel Wealth Tracker lets you build your personal balance sheet and track your net worth over time. You can securely link your financial accounts using bank-level encryption and even connect with a Stifel financial advisor if you need professional guidance regarding your situation. Download Stifel Wealth Tracker on the App Store, Google Play, or by going to stifel.com/tracker. That's STIFEL.com/tracker.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Department of Justice asked the court to lift an order blocking President Biden's vaccine rule for businesses with more than 100 employees. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
The Biden administration said it has the legal authority to mandate COVID-19 vaccines or tests for larger companies, and that the GOP-led states and businesses challenging the law have not yet shown their claims will outweigh the harms of stopping the rule. In a filing to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which temporarily blocked the mandate with a nationwide stay last week, the Department of Justice said the rule is firmly grounded in law and necessary to keep people safe. The DOJ argued that the November 16th date means that the process will play out well before the first deadline for employees to get vaccinated, allowing plenty of time for preliminary motions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, a $465 million opioid ruling against J&J has been overturned.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has overturned a $465 million opioid ruling against drug maker Johnson & Johnson, finding that a lower court wrongly interpreted the state's public nuisance law. The court ruled in a 5-1 decision that the district court in 2019 was wrong to find that the New Jersey-based J&J and its Belgium-based subsidiary violated the state's public nuisance statute. The High Court said the question is whether the company's marketing and sale of opioids created a public nuisance. I'm Shelley Adler.
Inflation at the wholesale level rose 8.6% last month from a year earlier, matching September's record annual gain and offering more evidence that inflationary pressures are not easing. The Labor Department reports its producer price index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.6% last month from September. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, wholesale inflation was up 0.4% in October from September. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate animal list number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A pair of Las Vegas showgirls were on hand to welcome the first transatlantic flight in almost 20 months when it landed at McCarran Airport yesterday afternoon, as the U.S. reopened to 33 European countries, along with Canada and Mexico. Airport officials say full effects of international travel probably won't be felt until next spring, when the air carriers put together their summer flight schedules. McCarran officials say 3.8 million passengers arrived from foreign countries in 2019. Well, just after firing Clark County School Superintendent Jesus Jara, the school board might be rethinking its decision. Trustees are expected to vote again on Jara's contract after a board member now says she regrets her vote to end his contract. Trustee Irene Cepeda, the board's vice president, now says that she voted to fire Jara due to the quote-unquote toxic environment of the board. She tells the Las Vegas Review-Journal that more troubling information has come to light about the process of Jara's termination, his tenure, and his work environment. Cepeda and fellow trustees Lola Brooks and Evelyn Garcia Morales have all requested two new agenda items be added.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Watch for some shoulder activity there on the right side. The 215 eastbound, that's before the Interstate 15 intersection. Moderate flows now on the 15 southbound at Cheyenne. And reduced speeds downtown, 515 East at the 15 interchange and 515 West at Pecos.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
They ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, November 9th. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Megan Barth on. And now with our new schedule, she's leading off on Tuesdays, and I'm so excited about that. Of course, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and now the NevadaGlobe.com. I have become addicted, just for the record, to the Nevada Globe. I absolutely love it. I see stuff there that I don't see anywhere else. And Megan, congratulations. You're only open, a month or so, but you're putting it out there, and it's really good stuff.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear that you've got a healthy addiction. I hope that people follow in your footsteps. Our trajectory shows from our data, Google Analytics data, that the website is doing really well. We've already been reached and contacted for advertising on the site, which within the first 30 days is a great milestone for us. And we've got 70 articles already up there, so we're working around the clock to bring you the news, like you say, that you don't see anywhere else. I just got off the phone, actually, with Assemblyman Jim Wheeler, who went on the record with me, and I'll be writing about our conversation specifically to the redistricting that the special legislative session will convene this weekend to discuss and likely pass, and you can also expect that there will be lawsuits that follow. Basically, due to the census, which happens every 10 years, the legislatures across the country have the opportunity to redraw legislative maps. And as suspected, the Republicans, which are a minority in the state now, are basically being redrawn into a permanent minority. And as Jim Wheeler says, that is gerrymandering at its worst. And so, you know, the Democrats want to ensure that they hold power, not representation, but power. And they will do so by redrawing these maps into a permanent Republican minority for at least the next 10 years.
And Jim Wheeler is a guy, correct me if I'm wrong, he is now, I imagine he is termed out, but he is now running for the Senate. Am I right?
That's correct. He is running for the Senate. I haven't seen a campaign kickoff yet for him, but he is definitely running.
Let me ask you about a couple of your recent posts, which I found absolutely amazing, and that is the one on Dina Titus, that progressives or leftists are zeroing in on her, and the question I need to ask you is, Amy Vilela, is she a serious contender?
Well, you know, we'll see. Amy Vilela ran and lost, and in the district that she ran in, Stephen Horsford is now the representative. I actually went to a Vilela fundraiser, which was down in Las Vegas, and I was asked to leave because the press was not allowed there, so I didn't really have an opportunity to ask her any questions. I do intend on interviewing her, and this is what I love about the Nevada Globe. We aren't just focused on Republican politics or Democrat politics. We're focused on all politics and policy that is affecting this state. Now, when you look at the upset that the progressive wing of the Democrat Party has had, and that started with the huge upset that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez created in New York, and then you go over to Missouri, where Cori Bush, who is a Black Lives Matter activist, defeated a 20-year incumbent. And these progressives running under Justice Democrats, that's really who's pushing these Democrats into a progressive, by primarying other establishment Democrats, Justice Democrats are running these, you know, left-of-center, left-of-left candidates. There's the Bernie Sanders wing of the party, if you will. And they're having much success against establishment Democrats. And Dina Titus fits that mold. She is now in her seventh term, and she is too comfortable, according to the Bernie Sanders wing of the Nevada Democrat Party. And as you know, and as your listeners may or may not know, the Nevada Democrat Party is in shambles specifically because of the Bernie Sanders wing. The Nevada Democrat Party's old leadership, the establishment leadership, was thrown out. Tick Siegelblum, who is the county commissioner, was defeated by a Bernie Sanders chair. And now they have taken a very hard left stance, which has caused, you know, the Harry Reid machine, which ran the Democrat Party for so long, some great heartburn. And there was even a article in Politico over the weekend that said, you know, the Democrat Party in Nevada is at war with each other, and the Democrat Party nationally is being pulled into this battle.
Does Dina Titus take this thing seriously? I mean, have you seen a jump in her fundraising or anything like that, preparing for a tough primary battle?
Well, I have not seen her fundraising numbers. Nevada has some very odd ways in which they report the numbers. It's unlike other states, so you have to wait quite a while to see these numbers. However, Dina Titus is as radical as the radical left. And how do I know this? It's because of her own words. In the article that I posted in the Nevada Globe, she said that she is basically up for the same things that the radical left is, but she knows that she has to do it incrementally. She knows that she can't get all the whole pie in one swipe because she knows she's running in a swing state. So by not really admitting that she's a hard leftist, she admits she's a hard leftist, but she's politically savvy enough to know that she can't run hard to the left because she might isolate those independent voters. She might turn off those independent voters, which she needs to cross the victory threshold. So there really isn't any difference between Villela and Titus. It's just Titus is more politically astute, and Villela is more honest.
Looking at the Republican side, one of your really, really nice posts, Lombardo unloads on Heller, quote, spineless bureaucrat and washed up baseball player. What is going on in that race? And are we going to see more of this kind of stuff as we get closer to next June?
Well, unfortunately, I think we are. I think we are going to see kind of these fights going on, these personal attacks. Especially when, you know, Lombardo kind of starts off by attacking his opponent, not on his opponent's policies, but on his opponent's character. And I think that's just par for the course. I mean, that's politics, whether you like it or not. You know, Heller dropped the L word on Lombardo, and that was liberal. So this might have been a retaliation against that characterization. What's interesting, though, to see is that both Lombardo and Heller are running as the only conservative choice, whereby when you look at their policies, you have to question, well, when did they become conservative? Heller was a very well-known moderate when he was in the Senate. Lombardo was a moderate embracing Sisolak and imposing mandates that Governor Sisolak issued, enforcing those mandates. Lombardo also came out in that same speech that he gave to, I believe, the Nevada Republicans Club. He also said that although he didn't like masks, he was not going to remove masks until he saw the numbers come down in accordance with what the CDC mandates. That turns off a lot of Republicans. That turns off a lot of conservatives, and that turns off a lot of independents.
More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the brand new TheNevadaGlobe.com. If you haven't checked it out, by the way, do you have an app yet, or is that something that's down the road?
Oh, that's down the road. We just started walking. We're now into a nice little jog, and then when we get you know, our feet more planted within this community, we'll get an app.
More with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, TheNevadaGlobe.com, as we continue on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. I don't know about you, but I love the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's Eve. It's a great time to get together with friends and family. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, so tiny, that even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. One more time slowly. That's 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on. You take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel, and together we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Always good to have Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the new editor-in-chief of the brand new site, the NevadaGlobe.com. The NevadaGlobe.com. Com. It really is fascinating, and we'll be looking at it on a daily basis. It's great show prep for guys like me, just so you know. Well, no, but not that that's your reason to be around, but it is good. I got to ask you about a local story that you and I have been talking about for a long time. We thought that Jesus Jara was out as superintendent of the Clark County School District. Now we're finding out that, maybe they made a mistake, and maybe he should go back to work. He's supposed to work for 30 days to wrap things up, and then he's gone. What do you make of what's going on down there? I mean, this is like the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
Yeah, and that's a nice way to put it, Kevin. The Gang of Seven, who are all elected trustees of their relative districts. So the people actually did put in these seven trustees. And ever since these trustees were put in, there has been constant bickering and infighting and Twitter wars and accusations. And guess who gets left out of the conversation? The children. That's exactly who suffers during all of their what I would call sophomore antics. Now we understand, as you just pointed out, that perhaps Irene Cepeda, made a mistake and she's regretting her vote. And maybe some others are regretting their vote, too, because Jesus Jara, through his lawyers, are now demanding his full pay, including a potential lawsuit, which would pay him in excess of $2 million to walk away. He's claiming in his potential lawsuit that, he was defamed, he was basically bullied. And so it's not only his compensation under his contract that he is looking to recover, it's also like civil damages, if you will, that he's looking to recover.
And by the way, is this like a hostile workplace? Is that what we're dealing with here?
Well, that's what it seems like. He basically said that he was micromanaged, that he was, unfairly treated. And he made a whole list of accusations, and basically he blames the board for his, I guess, lack of effectiveness or leadership. And the board, had just re-signed or redid his contract until 2023, May of 2023, and then just 2 months later they fired him basically without cause, meaning that they did not have to state the reasons why he was fired. So the Clark County School District is a mess. And it's not just a mess because there's only 4% reading comprehension or math comprehension or literacy comprehension amongst students of color, and 4% is the lowest, about 7-9% is the average. So literally only an average of 9% of students through 3rd to 8th grade who are either Black or Hispanic or Latino, what have you, can read, write, or do math. So what's the point of even sending your child to school when 91% of those kids aren't learning diddly squat? So not only is it a mess in outcomes of education, it's a mess in leadership. And that is down to Jesus Zara, as well as the seven trustees who were elected to their board.
And yet, the legislature, during their regular session, they ended up kicking in $500 million in new revenue that's going directly to education, and much of it, 70-80% of it's going to the Clark County School District. And I guess my question is, with all this money coming in, being infused into the system, we've got this dysfunctional setup with the Board of Trustees, Jesus Jara, and I keep wondering, is there something we don't know that an investigative reporter will uncover that is additional information that maybe isn't gone public, but that is out there of why this is going on with Jara?
Oh, that's a really good question, because I have met and talked to people on all sides of the political spectrum, and some like Jara and some don't. And they have their reasons for not liking him, and they have valid reasons for liking him. He is an outsider. He comes from Florida. Some people have a problem with that. They want somebody that, is from Nevada or knows Nevada, that has lived in Nevada, that cares about Nevada. that has maybe come up through the school system, the Clark County school system, or the Nevada education system. So that's one point of contention whereby he's just so far removed, you know, he's just not doing the job that perhaps somebody as like a local, if you will, or a born and raised person could do here. And